When I was younger, just a bad little kid.
What is this?
My mama noticed funny things I did.
Crowder's favorite movie.
Like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done.
What is this?
You got my heart for Lero.
Little Shop of Horrors, The Dentist.
Little Shop of Horror.
I saw it, but I didn't see it the way you've seen
what
it a million times.
She said my boy might think someday
you'll find a way.
The code word this hour.
You'll be a dentist.
Very close to Crowder's heart.
Teeth.
He's got way too many if you've never met him.
Got a fleet of them.
That's not even a joke. He's got way too many.
Well, I got four more coming in. That'll take me over 40.
Really?
Yeah. Still down in my gums.
Huh.
The dentist said they'll come in whenever, and I'm not going back to him. Funny thing, I don't even like dentists.
Well, who does?
Hey, I don't think anybody likes
dentists. I'm talking about I'm terrified of them.
Well, we can tell.
Go to hell.
Time for your chance to win $1,000, WQAM's $1,000 Slapshot. Text the word teeth to 72881. Text teeth, T-E-E-T-H. Ooh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Text teeth to 72881. Oh.
Yeah, I can't pop your teeth.
I could. It's just not. If I lose a tooth, I'm down to a normal amount, like I'm one below a normal amount. You crack a tooth, well, you got 70 extra.
They just move in place.
Text the word teeth to 72881. WQAM's $1,000 Slapshot brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 6 o'clock with K-Rodge. Is K-Rodge in at 6?
Kevin Rogers.
Kevin Rogers at 6 o'clock. He'll take you up to the Panthers game. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. No word yet on the Dolphins coaching search, although I do see on Pro Football Talk, they posted this less than a half hour ago. It says Rod Marinelli and the Cowboys hope to keep Chris Richard. So I don't. And again, we've heard this too. Chris Richard seems to be the leading candidate for the Dolphins head coaching job, although Darren Rizzi may still be in the mix.
Yeah.
Whoever they end up hiring, they're going to tell you was their first choice. I can guarantee you that. No one's coming out and saying this was our second choice.
Why would Chris Richard stay?
Well, here's what it says on Pro Football Talk. Rod Marinelli doesn't need the credit or accolades anymore. He's earned respect as a defensive coordinator and will never get another shot at being a head coach. So Marinelli, 69 years old, has been effusive in his praise of Chris Richard while letting the team's defensive passing game coordinator share the reins. Richard remains a candidate for the Dolphins' head coaching job, but Marinelli said he is willing to do whatever it takes to keep Richard from leaving. Quote, I've always looked at my responsibility being number one, how do we make our defense the best? Not what's best for me, what's best for the defense, Marinelli said. Each guy brought something special to the table, I felt, that I really liked. We worked really well together. One of my other jobs that I really believe in is to help develop men go out and lead organizations. That's important to me. Then they'll be able to contribute faster to what we're at when we've got that ownership. You see, both of those guys, and he's talking about the Colts defensive coordinator and Chris Richard, you can see it, and that's what I want. The Texans promoted Mike Vrabel to defensive coordinator in 2017, and he made Romeo Crennel assistant head coach. But that was to keep Vrabel from leaving for another defensive coordinator job. Vrabel became the Titans head coach a year ago, with Crennel moving back into the defensive coordinator role with the Texans this season. The Cowboys can't do much if the Dolphins offer Richard their head coaching job. They could offer him more money and the title of defensive coordinator or co-defensive coordinator, but it's not a head coaching job. If Richard wants to become a head coach and believes he can win in Miami, then he should go. But Cowboys owner Jerry Jones convinced Sean Payton to remain in Dallas in 2004 instead of going to the Raiders as a head coach. Deciding Oakland wasn't the right fit, Payton finally left the Cowboys in 2006 for the Saints job. To me, Richard is a head coach. He just hasn't been hired yet, Marinelli said. But he is a head coach. That's what he is. He's a head coach. We're just waiting for him to get the right job. You can kind of see what they're saying to him, which is, hey, man, you're a head coach. You're going to be a head coach. You don't need to rush into a head coaching position.
Makes me want him more.
Because they like him so much and they want to keep him.
Because somebody else is courting him. It goes back to the Darren Rizzi. No one else is courting Rizzi. They're going out on that limb, and this is Marinelli going out to the media, calling somebody from his website saying, I want to get a story out so Chris Rashard can hear how much we love him and everybody can hear what we're telling him.
I mean, you can see what the pitch is to him, right?
Yeah.
You can see what the pitch is. You're a head coach, man. Doesn't matter if you're a head coach next season or three seasons from now, you're a head coach. And by the way, let me tell you a little story about Sean Payton. Let me tell you a little story about Sean Payton and how his life would have been different had he taken the Oakland job 2 years prior instead of waiting for the New Orleans job. Because, brings me into another tweet that was tweeted out yesterday or the day before, Evan Silva, who's he with, Roto World, I think?
Roto World, yeah.
He's got a couple hundred thousand followers, but he tweeted out, no NFL team has fewer high-value assets than the Dolphins, and no one should be surprised their head coaching vacancy is in minimal demand. Time for this organization to devise an actual plan, mimicking the 2016 to 2018 Browns decision. Making path would be the best case scenario. Start over. So if you buy what he's saying, and I don't think you can argue it too much, there's not much appeal to the Dolphins job, right? It's a rebuild. If
yes.
it's not
oh,
a rebuild,
yes.
you and I talked about it. If it's not a rebuild, if you go interview with Stephen Ross and Chris Greer, and they say to you, we don't believe this is a rebuild. We think we're pretty close. Are you the guy that takes us to the playoffs next season? Well, then, you know, if you're a head coaching candidate, you have to go, well, hold on a second here. Is the expectation playoffs quickly? Because I'm looking at the roster. I'm looking at past performance. I don't think you're that close. And if that's the expectation, I'm not here for the long term.
Yeah.
So it depends what Chris Greer and Stephen Ross are telling you. But if history is, you know, any lesson for a guy like Chris Rashard, you don't have to take the first job that opens. You don't have to. You don't know what the future holds, but you can try to make an educated guess. I would even probably use, if I was trying to keep him in Dallas, the story of Manny Diaz. You know, I would probably say, hey, you know what? Manny Diaz took the first head coaching position available to him in college. It was almost a monumental mistake. Now, I don't know, you know, Temple could have gone to a national championship out of nowhere, and he's the most heroic college football coach. But you could make the case that it was almost a monumental mistake because he almost cost himself his dream job if he had waited just a little bit longer. Like, there's a compelling case to be made to Chris Rashard that, hey, just wait. Like, the Dolphins are calling now, but who knows who's going to be calling next season or the season after that.
And it's not a you can kind of make an argument where it might be appealing to a guy that it's on you. Rebuild it. The pressure's not to make it to the playoffs. You find your quarterback. You build your roster.
You get to do everything.
Like, you're John Gruden of Miami. That's what you'll be. John Gruden went out and he revamped the team, and now he's building it back up. But John Gruden got a 10-year deal. John Gruden got $100 million. Where whatever coach comes to Miami, it has to be an agreement with Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, and him. We know you're rebuilding. We're not putting you on a 3-year plan. You're going to have to – it'll take you 2 years to get the defense back right. And find a quarterback, and get some receivers in here, and we have 7 tight ends on the roster. We don't know if any of them can play. We need guards. We need a center. There's so much to do. You can try to sell it as you can rebuild this team. You'll be the Pat Riley of the Miami Dolphins. It'll be your team. But with this microwave society, I don't know if they'll lie to him if in 3 or 4 years, if he started getting back, if they're just like, hey, taking too long. There's no coach that's going to get a – even John Gruden, he's not gonna coach out 10 years. It's impossible nowadays. 3, 4, 5 years, if you don't win a Super Bowl, they move on.
That's the big question. That's the big question if you're Chris Rashard. Because there is an appeal, right? There's an appeal to, I'm the architect.
Yep.
Are you giving me enough time to build this house? You're the architect. Okay, I'm going to go get the quarterback I want. I'm going to get the OC, the DC that I want. I'm going to build this thing in the fashion that I believe is a Super Bowl winning team. But if it's not that, then there's a difference of, maybe I do wait a season or two seasons. And you could understand it as well. But again, I don't know what the expectations are from Stephen Ross and Chris Greer.
It can't be win now. Like, you would get laughed at.
Well, it's obviously not win now because that was one of the reasons he said that he let Adam Gase go. Yeah. Because he said he understands Adam Gase going into year four would want to be win now. But it may not be we're rebuilt. Like, it may be we think we're a quarterback away. We saw the way this team performed when Albert Wilson was healthy and Jakeem Grant was healthy. And, you know, we think that we can get a receiver that'll be complimentary to Kenny Stills out there. And, you know, I'm assuming Devontae Parker. I'm just assuming he's gone. Like, I'm just – but I'm saying, like, we think we've got good running backs. You know, we've got Xavier Howard's going to the Pro Bowl, and we are going to re-sign him. And, you know, who knows? You know, I don't know.
I would put – and this – don't cuss me out on the text line, Dolphin fans. If I was Chris Richard or whoever that coach coming in, I would say, listen, you were 31st in offense and 31st in defense last year. I'll tell you, you'll be in the 20s this year, Mr. Ross. I'll get you to 22 on both sides. Will that be good enough? And the following year, we might get into the teens. And in the following year that, maybe 4 years in, we'll break into single digits. We would have to have a plan like that. Whoever coach comes in, they have to be honest and have some kind of plan like that. Because you're not going from 31st offense to 31st defense to top 10 to next year or even 2 years. It's not going to happen. So you have to be honest, and Stephen Ross and Chris Greer are going to have to be honest with themselves.
The question is, because I imagine that Stephen Ross, you know, had agreed to that with Adam Gase. Yeah, you're here, like, make it happen. 3 years, 4 years, five. You know, but then you get to that, you start to, it's like you say, it's a microwave society.
Yeah. And it's what we, Omar Kelly. Stephen Ross insinuated he knows you have to be bad to get good. But is he ready to be that bad?
Right.
Is he ready to be at 1-7? Because listen, I was at 0-11 until we won that game.
Didn't feel good.
Bro, it is a terrible feeling when people start. They start being sympathetic towards you in public. Hey, Crowder, man, it'll be okay, bro. I'm like, man, I'm not sick. Like, we're just losing
just
games.
Can't win a football game. He was showing me something. Crowder was showing me something today, by the way. It was the it's the Rooney Rule, like the Fritz Pollard Alliance. It's about, you know, minority coaching hires and whatnot. And it shows, though, it was every coach since
the Rooney Rule was started in 2003. Every head coach hired since 2003.
So it's 15 years of head coaching hires.
Dozens of them.
And it shows everybody what their winning percentage is over the course of their time. And you see how many black coaches there were, how many white coaches, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
It's on ESPN.com. And it's pretty cool. They have a bunch of stats broke down.
So he said to me, Crowder says to me, he goes, who do you think is the coach that is last on the list of winning percentage or whatever? And I said Hugh Jackson. The answer is Cam Cameron.
You were close. Hugh Jackson's number two.
The answer is Cam Cameron. Cam Cameron has the worst, and it makes sense. He's got one NFL head coaching win.
The worst head coach hire since 2003.
Who hired Cam Cameron? I know Wayne Huizenga owned the team. Who hired him?
Because Matt Thomas, Rick Spielman and them already went to the Vikings.
They were gone already.
That was after Saban.
Somebody texted in. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. Who was responsible for hiring Cam Cameron? What, was he a coordinator that was like a coordinator du jour? Like, was he a highly thought of candidate that was looking at a bunch of teams? I don't even remember his story.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they brought him in, and he was going to run the offense because he was an offensive guru. And then they had Dom Capers there, and Dom was going to run the defense.
Right.
They were going to kind of, you know, be co-head coaches, and we all know it didn't work out. But, yeah, he was Adam Gase. He was Sean McVay. He was the next best head coach, the smartest guy in the room, and he ended up not being, and now he's unemployed totally.
The president at the time of the Dolphins was Eddie Jones.
Oh, I remember Eddie
Executive
Jones.
Vice President, Chief Operating Officer was Brian Wiedemeyer.
Yeah, Brian Wiedemeyer.
And then Rick Spielman was the Senior Vice President.
Oh, so Spielman was there.
He was still here?
All right.
He brought me in.
So they brought in the worst head coaching hire in the last 15 years.
Yes, numbers don't lie. The worst head coaching hire in 15 years.
He will
Cam
never
Cameron.
Be a head coach in the NFL again. Never was after that season.
And then we looked into it. He's unemployed now. The last person.
He's totally unemployed?
Yeah, hadn't had a job since 2016. The last person to fire him was Ed Orgeron at LSU.
Hey! Hey!
Now, Coach, we'll get this offense together. Don't worry about
Maybe
it.
Maybe we'll give you a little Ed Orgeron in the next segment. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Hey! Hey!
This is, do you have the Ed Orgeron sound? We were fascinated by this when it happened. What bowl? Was it the Independence Bowl? I think they were getting ready for the Independence Bowl, yeah.
Before the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah. LSU, they were about to beat the hell out of UCF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ed Orgeron is having a little press conference over by the side of the field, and he doesn't like that his players and coaches are making noise. And so he's right in the press conference, you know, hey, stop it. And then they start making noise again. This is, I mean, any media member's dream is to cover a guy like Ed Orgeron or to have a guy like Ed Orgeron. Earlier this week, I think I was praying to Hashem that the Dolphins would consider Ed Orgeron for their head coaching opening. Here's the Ed Orgeron sound.
John Embry, another great young man from Destrehan, Louisiana. Hold on a second.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm having a press conference, okay? Thank you.
Great young man. So proud that we have him. Great parents, and we feel like we got two of the best backs in America. We're excited about them. We had to fix the line of scrimmage. We wanted to get bigger. I'll stop.
Hey, stop the ball, stop the drill. I'm having a press conference. Thank you.
You strike me as one of those guys, too, that yells at somebody but then says thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thank you. Hey, having a press conference. Stop the drills. Not at all. Thank you. Thank you. You just yelled at me.
Hey, that's when the people try to fish in my lake behind the house. Hey, you see the sign? You see the damn sign that says no fishing? Don't you just walk right past the sign? Get the hell out of here. I appreciate it. I really do.
I hate that guy.
That guy.
What do you think that does? That diffuses everything that you just did?
Yeah, they're not as mad when you say thank you at the end.
Hey! Hey!
John Embry, another great young man. From Destrehan, Louisiana. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm having a press conference, okay? Thank you.
Great young man. So proud that we have him. Great parents.
I like where he picks it right up.
We feel like we got two of the best backs in America. We're excited about it.
Then the jugs machine.
The line of scrimmage.
Right, you hear it. We to get fires up again.
Yeah.
I'll stop.
Hey, stop the ball. Stop the drill. I'm having a press conference. Thank you.
Thank you.
To their point, they're not back there playing around. They're preparing for a bowl
game.
They're
getting ready for a bowl game.
They're doing drills. You said they were just making noise. Like, they're back there doing football.
By the way, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Another reminder, our sister station, Kiss Country. They've got their big concert coming up on January 26th. You know what that's called?
Chili Cook-Off.
The Chili Cook-Off, 34th annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford. It's January 26th at CB Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, many more. You can get tickets right now at WKIS.com. No news if you're just tuning in on Dolphins head coaching search or Miami Hurricanes OC or Jalen Hurts or anything in that vein. A lot of people have never heard Ed Orgeron before, and they think that it's a shtick.
No.
That's how he talks, man.
That's him.
I love it.
I would love to play for him.
Oh, Ed Orgeron, and Ed Orgeron, I bet, would be just kindred spirits.
He's right. I mean, he's an SEC guy. We have Houston Nutt on, the same thing. He talks a little better than Ed, but that was every SEC coach when I was coming out of college. I mean, high school. Was that country, you know, uncle figure. You like the fish? I like the fish, too. Hey, yeah, yeah. What's your biggest bad? I got a limb 6 on the wall. All, every last one of them. That was that guy.
Somebody decks in when it started, and I first heard his voice. I thought you guys were bleeping with us. Somebody else decks in. Why does no one point out it's easier to understand him when he's yelling than just talking regular? It's got to hurt to talk that way all the time, right? That's got to hurt. That's required. That's an effort, isn't it? Like, Don't you think he's putting in effort to talk like that? He can't talk like that.
No, I think that's his normal voice.
But
this
how?
I don't know.
Get used to it.
But how would that be? Like, you know what I mean? To make that voice, you got to kind of drop it down. Pick it back up.
It hurts us to do it, but like somebody like it just
somebody's
got to
hurt everybody
it's
to do it.
To him.
I don't think so.
Hey.
It's fun to do it.
Do you have that story? I don't know how this. I'll tell you how it works. Ed Orgeron. I have a story about a guy in Oregon. This is how my head works. And I didn't get to it this week, but that's what you know which one I'm talking about, Valero? There's a guy in Oregon. He got locked inside a Burger King bathroom. He went to use the bathroom and the doorknob broke.
Hmm.
And so he's locked inside. His attorney says that he hurt his hand trying to get out. So the manager offers the guy free food for life.
Hmm.
Pretty nice offer. I think he's in there for like an hour. They offer him free food for life.
And he kicked the hell out the door.
So then he starts showing up at this Burger King multiple times a day. They rescind the offer. They go, you're eating too much food.
That's not right.
And so now he's suing them. Is this his attorney talking, I think? I think this is his attorney, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it's his attorney.
Went to the restroom, washed his hands, and when he went to pull the door, it wouldn't open. They eventually gave him a fly swatter to try to jimmy the door open with, which actually cut his hand. It was not a pleasant experience for him, and it shook him, and he spent an hour in the restaurant afterwards gaining his composure. And to make things right, Burger King offered him basically free food for the rest of his life should he come into the restaurant. I think there are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour. We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers. I think we'll reach a fair settlement. It's not the crime of the century, but my client was presented with an offer. He accepted it, and a deal is a deal.
The lawyer is really, I mean, you want, like, okay, you got locked in a bathroom for an hour. The dude talks about he injured his hand on a fly swatter, talks about no one wants to get stuck in a dank bathroom. A good adjective there, but it's not making me feel like he was in a gulag.
I thought he was saying dang.
Dank.
Never heard of that term.
No?
And he was shook for hours?
And he was shook. And now it's going to affect him the rest of his life. Like, this is, you know, I always say, believe your own lie.
Yeah.
Like, this attorney believes his own lie, right? Listen to him again, because he's making the case publicly for why they think they should get so much in compensation for a damn hour in a Burger King bathroom. I remember Shock G once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I mean, it's not the worst place in the world. Or was it Humpty Hump? I think it was Humpty Hump that got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Listen to this
attorney. Went to the restroom, washed his hands, and when he went to pull the door, it wouldn't open. They eventually gave him a fly swatter to try to jimmy the door open with, which actually cut his hand. It was not a pleasant experience for him, and it shook him. And he spent an hour in the restaurant afterwards gaining his composure. And to make things right, Burger King offered him basically free food for the rest of his life should he come into the restaurant. I think there are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour. We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers. I think we'll reach a fair settlement. It's not the crime of the century, but my client was presented with an offer. He accepted it, and a deal is a deal.
What is a fair settlement?
A couple free meals.
I kind of feel like fair would be a couple free meals.
For real. Give him even
free
a week.
Meals for a year.
A year. Like, I'll do a year. I'll go with a year.
But as many as he, in other words, he can go multiple times a day for a year.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you said that, I thought about, oh, he's going for breakfast, lunch, dinner. But then I thought deeper, what if he's bringing friends?
That's
what if he's ordering?
That's what he's doing.
18 Whoppers.
Crowder, you're hungry? I'll stop at BK on the way in. I'll get you a burger.
And then you shoot me the money, and now he's making money off the deal. I don't know how he could be that shook by being in the bathroom. And you know what? Is it a bank vault door?
Right. I mean, it's
throw your shoulder into it one good time, it's going to bust open.
And by the way, it's not a freezer. in a restaurant. I mean, it's a bathroom. I mean, I'm sure a Burger King bathroom is not the most pleasant place in the world, but it's still like, if you need to go to the bathroom, you can go to the bathroom.
Yes.
it's you can breathe in there, I'm sure. There's water if you're thirsty.
And then why didn't they call a cop? And he'll bring his little.
I mean, they'll open it in three seconds.
Yeah, he knocks it in one of his little tools or something in his car. There's a bunch of dumb people. They don't have problem-solving skills. All of them get fired, and he gets nothing. That's how I would deal with it.
Somebody texted in, Hawk, have you merged your laugh with Kawhi Leonard's crazy laugh? I don't think I laugh like Kawhi Leonard, but I did mean to play the Kawhi Leonard laugh today and talk about the Jets hiring Adam Gase. Can we get that ready in the next segment? I'd like to have Kawhi Leonard's response to the Jets hiring Adam Gase when we come back. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Finally, crews are done cleaning up that mess. Sawgrass Expressway northbound, north of Sample Road, where some glass was spilled in the highway. Just about all the lanes reopened now around that big curve. Can still expect some delays back to Atlantic Boulevard as traffic gets a little bit slow going through there. Pretty heavy travel north and south on 95 between Boca and Pompano Beach. Both directions running at about 30 miles an hour between Hillsboro Boulevard and Glades Road. No accidents to report in Dade County. We have the usual rush hour delays northbound 95 out of downtown, both directions on Palmetto Expressway between 836 and 75, and a little sluggish southbound Turnpike Extension as you approach 836 and continuing down to Bird Road. I'm Bill Murphy, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. It's Joe Rose with Zach Krantz on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, WQAM.
This song makes me think of Rocky. Rocky makes me think of boxing. Next week, you and I will be in Vegas.
Woo!
Pacquiao Broner, we will be in Vegas doing the show Thursday and Friday, I think from the MGM. So.
You'll make me
fun.
Put a bunch of money on number 34.
Of course! Well, I play 23.
That's right.
I do play 34 for sweetness, but like when I'm playing roulette, always 23 for MJ. Little bit of 34 for Walter, a little bit of 33 for Scottie Pippen.
You do.
I do. I got
all your little chips out there.
Yeah, man.
Man.
We're going to have fun.
We do have a good time in Vegas.
We do. We do. Do you have the Kawhi Leonard laugh? I wanted to ask Kawhi Leonard what he thought, his reaction when he heard that the New York Jets had hired Adam Gase. It's always funny to me. Did you know who trolled him? San Antonio trolled him. Someone trolled him the other night at a game. Like they played it over the PA when he did something, when he got called for a foul or something.
I don't think San Antonio would have done that.
I don't think San Antonio would have done that, right? Who trolled? Let me look here. Hold on a second.
Why would they do that to the man?
I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah, y'all turn these nice dudes into mean people. Y'all did it to KD. KD
the
was
Bucks.
A good kid.
The Bucks trolled Kawhi with his own laugh during the game. that's funny, right?
Now y'all gonna make Kawhi hate the world like y'all did Kevin Durant.
Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors traveled to Milwaukee to play the Bucks. Leonard made headlines over there. Laugh, blah, blah, blah. They're showing the sequence here. So great. Did you see, by the way, Giannis throw the ball into James Harden's face?
I did see that.
He's my new favorite player.
Do you think that was subtly intentional?
Yes.
The guy he was throwing the ball to was nowhere around James Harden. But then, you know, because they break this stuff down nowadays, the angle that the ball was headed towards James Harden, if James wasn't there, it would have flew out of bounds. It was not going to go to the guy he was throwing the ball to.
So do you think there was a, like, just, I mean,
and
he slung that ball into his face.
And if you look at it, James was cheating defensively to help guard Giannis. So Giannis looks over there and says, oh, you're cheating? And instead of passing it to the guy, he says, I'm going to teach you about this defensive cheating.
It's like, you know, teaching a receiver a lesson if they're going across the middle or whatever, even if, you know, you might get flagged on it or like.
Got to teach him a lesson early. And then the ball bounced right back to him, and he acted like nothing happened. He just kept dribbling.
Now, what did Kawhi Leonard, how did he react when he heard the Jets had hired Adam Gase as their head coach? And how did Kodak Black respond when, I don't know, I forget what Kodak Black said.
I hope so.
How did Kodak Black respond when he heard that the Jets might be hiring Adam Gase?
I hope so.
And that I heard they're bringing in Dow Loggins.
I hope so.
Wow. The Kawhi Leonard laugh, though, it makes me laugh every time. And we had played, and someone even referenced it on the text machine, but we had played some remixes that people did online. Do you have the NBA on NBC theme, which everybody loves anyway? It's made even better with the Kawhi laugh.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
It's so good. Somebody texts in, Milwaukee played the laugh every time there was a turnover. So every time there was a turnover when Toronto was in Milwaukee, they played the Kawhi laugh. They are going to make him hate everyone, yeah, right?
Stop doing that, man. These guys are nice.
Give me another one of the Kawhi Leonard laugh remixes.
I mean, it's just more question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
That bass drops. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know where you're sitting.
Yeah. There it is. We have another one in there, Valero. These are great. Somebody texts in, OMG, I can't breathe. Good vibe, right? I'm a fun guy. Are there any other ones, or is that
it? Give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Oh, this one will make your windows vibrate, man.
That's my favorite, man.
There's some serious bass in there. I like
y'all mess with Russell Westbrook.
I like
man.
The one where he just goes, they, I'm a fun guy.
They do mess with Russell Westbrook.
Who?
Everybody. Tell me he looks like a ninja teenage mutant turtle.
I'm a fun guy.
They don't give him a hard time, man. Kawhi just wants to be left alone.
I just can't give you a whole spiel.
You're on your way to the Heat-Celtics game right now. A little Kawhi to get you in the mood, inexplicably. Play the NBA on NBC theme one more time. That's the one that everybody loves. K Can you find, I know we're running up towards the end of the show here. Can you find the Don Bailey Jr. call where he tried to do the Kawhi laugh during the Hurricanes broadcast? One of the lines that we gave DBJ this season during one of the Hurricanes broadcasts was to try to do that laugh. Right? And he did it pretty well, if I remember.
You remember wrong.
Hey, it wasn't bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
40. North Carolina 10, the sword has fallen. That Hurricanes touchdown is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine.
Wait. I do remember it wrong. I do remember wrong because it's terrible. But you're fading it out too quickly. Play the whole thing because Joe Zagacki starts to laugh.
Miami 40, North Carolina 10, the sword has fallen. That Hurricanes touchdown is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The Heart Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game.
These are some of the texts that are coming in. OMG, that's awesome. I'm going to crash from laughing. This is the best show ever. I could definitely see Tiffany on the stripper pole swinging to the laugh remix. You guys have too much fun to be a legitimate sports show. I love it. Please send me the Kawhi cuts, Valero. LMAO, y'all stupid. Ha ha, thank you. OMG, I can't breathe. Play the one. We'll play it on the way out here because we can wrap things up. That's the one I want to hear. I want to hear the I'm a Fun Guy remix on the way out here. If you missed any of our interviews, Brian Costello from the New York Post, he joined us to talk about New York's reaction to Adam Gase being their head coach, which was pretty much the Kawhi laugh. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, was with us. Omar Kelly was with us as well. All the interviews will be posted at WQAM.com upon completion of the program, which is right about now.
I'm a fun guy. I'm a fun guy. I love the game of basketball.
Go Heat tonight. Beat the Celtics.
I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Kevin Rogers coming up next. He'll take you up until the Panthers. Panthers tonight in Edmonton. We will speak with you mañana.
I'll suplex a duck.
I hope so.